The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am recording this Monday morning, January the 11th. Tomorrow, Tuesday, January the 12th, my father turns 90 years old tomorrow, bro. So hopefully, I'll see if I can get my dad to make a special visit on his birthday. 90 years old. He has lived a long, healthy life with many experiences. My dad has been a man of God his entire life. I was in a family that every Sunday we went to the Catholic Church, no matter what. I even went through confirmation and communion and catechism. Everything began with a C when I was a Catholic. I went through Catholic studies up until the time I was in high school. We used to get together at a couple's house, a bunch of us. So I was raised a very, I don't want to say a strict Catholic, but religion was always a very big part of my upbringing. And that's the problem I had later on in life as I got older and had personal experiences with God. People get this confused. You know, Christianity and religion are two different things. Religion is man-made. I say this many times. That's why you have so many different religions. It's different rules and regulations made up by man. When you are a Christian, what that really means is you believe that the Bible is the word of Jesus Christ, and you try to live your life accordingly. But with religion, it's a lot of rules and regulations, and I didn't understand that, and I didn't see that until I got older. And that's why a lot of times when I went to church growing up, especially at a very young age, the pastor was talking over my head. He was never speaking to me. It was very, very strict, very matter of fact. And as a young kid growing up, it really didn't have the bearing on me that I think it should have. I think it was just really the presentation. And that's why I do That's Life every week. I try to do this in a presentation as me. I am not a pastor. I did take one class at a seminary, just one. I don't have a degree in seminary. I'm here to talk about God and my experiences with God. And I ask God every week to just talk through me and use me as a vessel to talk to you. How I got off on that tangent, I don't know. But tomorrow's my dad's 90th birthday, and I will try to get him on the show. Guys, as you know, I am less than 2 weeks away from my 60th birthday. And I said, when I turn 60, I'm going to take a long look at my life. I'm going to do a self-evaluation. Where am I? Where do I need more focus to be? What do I need to eliminate and do less of? Because I'm really looking at life now as being closer to the end. Man, I got to tell you, nothing really affected me more than this 60th birthday, you know, 30, 40, 50, but 60, now you can kind of look at a number and it really makes you put everything in its perspective, what you're doing with your time, the impact you have on other people, trying to bring some positivity and love into the world. Those things really, really, really become important. And as you guys know, I made a statement that I was going to change my schedule. And I was going to watch less wrestling going forward because I just believe at this point in time in my life, there are just too many things that are more important. And I am going to concentrate on those things, and I'm really going to try to do less of things that don't matter. Now, I know entertainment matters. I know trying to make you laugh matters. I know trying to take your mind off of what is going on in the world is important. And that's why I feel that I will always, always entertain. We need a relief. We need a break from things. 2020 has been very, very difficult on all of us. And we do need an outlet to just, you know, even if it's just for 15 minutes, man, just forget about COVID and politics and everything going on in the world around us. So I will continue to entertain. There's no question about that. But I am also going to kind of wean myself thing off of things that are meaningless. I just don't feel that I have any more time to waste as I get older. Every day becomes very important. Every hour, every minute becomes vital. You don't look at that stuff when you're younger, you know, especially, you know, your 20s, your 30s. You're looking to the future. You're not thinking about your time here on this earth. But as you get older, and, you know, you hit that halfway point at maybe 40, and there's less ahead of you than there was in the rearview mirror, then you really start evaluating. And I think we all need to evaluate our lives. I think we all need to take a look at exactly what we are doing with our lives. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because the Bible does talk a lot about time management and the way we should spend our time according to the Bible and according to the words of Jesus. And I wanted to talk to you about that today because I think it's important. I found an article, and it was from a website called Do a New Thing. And it was written by somebody called Krista. That's all I know. But it's three time management tips I learned from Jesus. And I liked what Krista had to say, so I thought I would share this with you. Krista says, I've tried them all. The best advice and tools I could find to manage my time, batching, bullet journaling, Pomodoro method, I don't know what that is, and all the planners, even one I designed myself from scratch. Each of those things have their own strengths, but still at the end of the week, I was looking back, wondering why there were so many things left on my to-do list and where all of my time went. My favorite Bible verse, my life verse, is Matthew 11:28-30. I think this applies to all of us. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That verse touches a tender spot way deep in my soul because I so often feel tired, worn out, and burnt out. We all do. You're listening to this show right now and you are experiencing all of those things. I learned to live freely and lightly But another part of the verse I love is where Jesus extends this invitation to us. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. The NIV translation says, learn from me. So as I struggled to figure out why my time was the boss of me, I accepted that invitation. I watched how Jesus moved in a gracious rhythm throughout the pressures of time while living a busy life. I saw three things that I can apply to my life and move towards living freely and lightly. These things are very key, guys. I want to just go over three things. Jesus focused on what was in front of him at the moment. Jesus was totally present wherever he was present. If he were physically here today, he wouldn't be the one looking at his iPhone at the dinner table or try to write a blog post while watching This Is Us. That's a television show. He pressed into the crowd when people told him there were other important needs. He listened, focused, and took care of the task where he was without being distracted by what was happening elsewhere. Gosh, how many of us can do that today? Listen, be focused, and take care of the tasks. Where you are without being distracted by other things. How much could we get done if we had that kind of focus? Jesus didn't worry about what was going undone. How many times did people run to Jesus and tell him he had to do something right now? Or how often did he withdraw to rest when there were so many needs? He didn't worry about what was going undone because he knew it would be done when it was time to do it. He had in mind a specific time and place where those needs would be taken care of. Wouldn't our minds be more free and light if we weren't weighed down by the nagging feeling that there's something else we should be doing? That's one of my biggest faults, guys. I always feel like there's something else I should be doing. I can never take a moment to just relax, rest, clear my head, and clear my plate. I always must be doing something. And after a while, that really wears on you and it becomes very, very, very tiresome. And I experienced that quite a bit. Jesus didn't try to achieve balance. Oh, my friends, balance is the greatest time management myth. Do you really know what balance means? It means applying equal effort to all things at all times. Really? No wonder we feel so guilty when we fall short of that ideal balance. If balance is what we seek, we are set up for failure from the beginning. Jesus had no concept of balance. The rhymes of grace guided him where his attention was most needed. At different times, he would mentor the disciples, school the Pharisees, and honor his mother and father, but he didn't try to do them all at once or give them equal effort all the time. Could practicing rhythms instead of chasing the myth of balance keep us from being tired and worn out? Guys, if we're tired and worn out, we're doing something wrong. And we really need to examine why we're tired and worn out. Right now, I need to examine why I am tired and worn out. Because I do feel tired and worn out. And I do feel like I just said to you, I always need to be doing something. I never rest when I need to rest. No matter what tools and tips and techniques we use to gain control of our time, instead of letting time control us, we'll never find any that work better than following these three time management tips that Krista learn from Jesus. Time management, bro, becomes very, very important to all of us, especially as we get older. because early in life, there are a lot of things we want to do, and we have a lot of time to accomplish them. But as we get older, that time winds down, and we only have years to accomplish what it is that we really want to accomplish. And to me, the number one goal of what I really want to accomplish is to serve God and to glorify God and glorify His kingdom. So I really need to do some soul searching to find out how to accomplish that. What are some things in my life that I am doing that are just not worthy, that are just not important? And what other things can I add where I can serve God and glorify God and glorify His kingdom? Man, it's funny because a lot of us don't really take the time to look at our lives and examine our lives and examine time management. Where do we spend the most time? And why are we spending the most time in that specific area? And where are we spending no time where perhaps we should be spending time? You know, guys, you only get so many seconds and minutes and hours on this earth. It's not timeless. There is a time limit for each and every one of us. And as I said, the older you get, I think you start looking at that. I just had to make some changes to my schedule and to my daily routine because I just don't want to be wasting time. I want to be serving. I want to be making a difference. I want to have an impact. I think that time, I don't care how old you are, I think that time is just not to waste. Man, if I could take stuff back and invested in other places. But you can always make those adjustments. That's the beauty. As long as you're here, as long as you're living and breathing, it is never too late to make those adjustments. But I think it's important to look at your life and evaluate your life and see how you could walk more with God and spend more time with God and be more godlike. Because the more you can do that, the more at peace that you're going to be. The more at ease you're going to be, the more well-rested you are going to be, the less anxious you are going to be. You know, I always like to use the saying, you know, relax, have a cream soda, relax, take it easy, take a deep breath. You can only do so much. And even God rested. Even God rested when the day was over. So guys, what I'm trying to say is none of us know how much time we have. And I guarantee you for every person that has passed on, they wish they had more time to do this and to do that. Well, you've got to do this and you've got to do that while you are here. You've got to make all of your time worthwhile. You've got to make all of your time important. You've got to make all of your time count. And if all of us really sat down and evaluated where our hours were going, I think we would realize that a lot of us waste a lot of our time, and our time is precious. What are you doing with your time? Who are you doing it with? What are you passing along? What mark are you making? What input are you having? Are you taking the proper time and spending it with God and learning from Him and walking with Him? And like that piece I just read you said, watch how He works. Watch what He does. When you read the Bible and you read the Gospels, when Jesus was on this earth, it was a very relaxing, peaceful pace. There was no anxiety. Jesus did not rush to get things done. Everything was well planned and well thought out. And Jesus even took the time to rest, to heal. He didn't overwhelm himself. He knew what needed to be done, and he got it done. Sometimes we try to get everything done at once. And what does that do? That stresses us out. Relax. Have a cream soda. Know what you need to do. And then get it done. But never, ever forget that your time is very, very, very valuable here. And every minute you should treat preciously. You know, you always say, man, if you lived every day as if it was your last, what would that day look like? What would you do? What wouldn't you do? Who would you talk to? Who would you spend the time with? What would you pass along? Would the emphasis be on love or hate? Think about that. If it were your last day here, what's your emphasis on? What's your heart look like? Man, if we could wake up just every morning thinking of that, thinking of, you know what, this time tomorrow, I may not wake up. Today may be my last 24 hours. What am I going to do? How am I going to treat people? How am I going to greet people? What mark am I going to leave? What do I have on my to-do list that I can get done? Make every minute and every second of every day worthwhile. Make it worthy. Don't waste it. That's the thing when you have God in your life. He is a constant reminder. Because you may be listening to what I'm saying right now and you may forget everything in an hour. But when you have God in your life, He's constantly, constantly, constantly reminding you of the things that matter, the things that are important, why He created you, why you are here, what you need to get done, how you need to get them done. He is constantly, constantly in your ear, in your heart, working with you. That's the beauty of it. Because if it's not God dictating to you, then it's the world. And we all know what that looks like. We all know where that emphasis is. So guys, today, as a little test today, live the rest of today as if it's your last day. What are you going to do? What is important? What are the priorities? What are you going to leave behind? That's it, everybody. Guys, remember, if you have any questions, anything you want to discuss, any issues, anything I might be able to help you with, please feel free to contact me at officialvincerusso@gmail.com. I always make myself available to you. You know, as human beings and as God's children, we need to lean on each other. We need to rely on each other. We are all in this together. So if I could ever be of any service to you, just let me know. And remember, if you want God in your life, if you want God in your heart, all you have to do is invite him in. Ask him. Tell him. I tried to do this on my own and I've hit rock bottom. I am lost. I need you to guide me. I need your unconditional love. I need your wisdom. I need your teaching. I need your guidance. I am nothing without you. Please rid me of the poisons of this world and take over my heart. All you have to do is ask, and then all you have to do is have faith and believe. The gift is free. That is it, everybody. That is life. I'll see you all next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.